CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations wishing to check in may do so. Please, as you do, pass your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with India through Lima. I've already got a couple of pre-net check-ins. I'll call them out. I'll recognize them as soon as we get this first batch of RF stations. There are no Echolink stations logged in, so we'll start off with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
Extremely hard to hear the repeater tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. No traffic, no comment.
KW, please check in KJ4 KLX Robbie and KJ4 HIA Gene by phone. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
DJ Doug. Hello, India 4, Lima. Zulu, India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Okay, there's a good start to the net this evening. Net control would like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred. He's bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. And they are in traveler's rest. Fred did the early check-in thing. Appreciate you using that functionality, Fred. Hope you and Miss Isla are safe and enjoying your time at home. KK4JFO, that's James up in Tuckasegee. Why do I have to O? Because I've got a new tuxedo. I'm going to have to fix that again. I thought I'd fix that, James. Anyway, appreciate you being with us this evening. You be careful. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And W4IOE, that's Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. We do appreciate you taking the time to stop in. And folks, be sure and stop in with Sid on Sundays at 8 on 14664. Just a click or two up from where we are right now with a tone of 91.5. He's got a really good net at 8 o'clock on Sundays. I'm sure you'll enjoy that net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. Sid, we do appreciate you being with us this evening. And KJ4KOX, that's Miss Robbie. She's bringing along with her by telephone relay, KJ4HIA, that's Jean. Good to have you with us tonight, Robbie. Hope you and Gene are doing well. Staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's up on Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Andy, net wouldn't be the same without you. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations? Oh, we've got a couple of Echolink stations, so we're going to let the Echolink stations go next. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echolink Liberty, in and out.
And W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra Jim, over by Newburgh, South Carolina, the negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KW4TS, that's Jim, over by Newburgh, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Be safe out there. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KG4WMP, that's Landon and Liberty this evening, checking in via Echolink. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well and staying safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4 ACA. This is Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
and please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, WA4JWC. My name's Al Alpha Lima, Star South Carolina. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
DJW. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, now control, I'd recognize KO4ACA. That's Bill over in Greenville. Good to have you as night, Bill. Hope you're doing well. I think you're the one I checked in with up on the mountain, if I'm not mistaken. Appreciate you being here this evening. Hope you're staying safe. WA4JWC. Sorry about that, Al. That's Al down in Star. He's been checking into this net for many, many years. Good to have you with us tonight, Al. You stay safe. And KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He's bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you on the net with us tonight. Oh, and by the way, Sid, if you're still listening, I did bump the power up a little bit, hoping that makes it a little bit better. I'm not sure if it's getting up to the tower or getting back down from the tower to you. But anyway, we did bump up the power just a little bit. Appreciate you being here. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of suffix your call that begins with letters M through P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
FJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. While in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
W4DJW. Again and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
W4DJW. And Kilo 8, Mike Goff. Mac over in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's coming to us from Piedmont. Bring with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. Good to have you with us tonight. Lorena, you're sounding good. Tell Rick and Miss Michelle we said hello. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you guys are staying safe. And we had K4OIM. That is Walt over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Appreciate you being here. You take care. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And K8MG, that's Mac. And Easley, appreciate you being with us tonight, Mac. Hope you're doing well. And we had two other pre-check-ins. I just glanced over there and did a refresh and picked up two more. KD2RKN, that's Jason over in Williamson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jason, if you're listening. Appreciate you being here. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry, if you're listening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead and now move to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of suffix or call that begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no round table.
4DJW. Excuse me, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
4DJW. Will, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Romeo, Golf X-Ray. This is Carolyn Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
W. And Kilo Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tacoma, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, Dave.
DJJW. Check in Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative 73.
Okay, that's another good group. Net Control Electric Recognize, KF4RVH. This is JD over in Berea. Hope you're doing well, JD. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KN4RJN, that's John. He's over in Emmett. Got you down for comments, John. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you hanging around. And KN4RGX, that's Carol over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. Hope you're doing well. KN4SMK, that's Doug from Tacoa. You're sounding good from Tacoa tonight, Doug. Appreciate you being around with us this evening. And NWN4S, that's Chris in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're taking care and being safe. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along, we'll bump it up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters U through Z, and like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Send Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo, Kenneth in Arden, North Carolina, in and out tonight, 73s.
Please kindly check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform Alpha Hotel. Dale in the garage down here in Clemson. 73 to everybody.
Okay, Net Control Electric Recognize. W4KAB, that's Kenneth in Arden. You're sounding good from Arden tonight, Kenneth. We do appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KN4UAH, that's Timothy, or Tim, over in the garage in Clemson. Good to have you this night, Tim. Hope you're building something great out there in the garage. Or staying safe one way or the other. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that group's a little bit light this evening. We'll go ahead and wrap it around back to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. If the first letter of suffix your call begins with letters A through D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Delta 2, Bravo, November Golf, land in Grey Court. Thanks for calling it in. I'll hang around for comments.
W. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Be negative and negative. Hope everyone's doing all right. 73s.
W. In the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew. But, Dave, I would like an informal with KF4RVH at your convenience. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
Okay, Gary, we'll get you hooked up with JD here in just a minute. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KD2BNG. That's Glenn. He's over in, I got you, Freeport, New York. I got a new computer, and I picked a bad copy of my database, so it doesn't have all my updates in it. But anyway, Glenn over in Greenville or Simpsonville, I can't remember. We can correct that when I pull you up for Rag Chew, Glenn. Good to have you with us this evening, and good to see you marching your way up through that list. You're getting right on up there. You're up to the founder already, making headway. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Glenn. We'll be back to you in a little bit. And KO4AOW. That's David over in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Always good to hear you on the net, Gary. Appreciate you being here. Go ahead and call your station.
VH, KI4DOS.
KI4VH, go ahead.
Hey, JD, just wondered if you got in touch with that fella about that antenna today.
This morning he texted me and said that somebody was coming to look at it and he was going to let me know something more.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, let me know how it goes.
And the other radio is sounding good. So this is KF4RV. Back to net control.
Okay, JD. Glad that's working out for you. KF4DOS, back to net.
Okay. Glad we could get you guys together. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you taking the time to use the net to do that. Let people know that they can do that. That's one of the reasons we get together. Appreciate you being here, Gary. You take care, JD. And tell Miss Joy we said hello, Gary. Hope you guys are staying safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. James and Greer, you got off of your X. I don't know if you're on a handheld or not. Sounds like you might be. But I heard, please check in, and then a whole bunch of static, and then I heard James and Greer. So I didn't get any of your call sign. Come back with your call sign again. And when you said, please check in, you were right on your X if you're on a handheld.
01 Bravo November Tango, KB1BNT.
Okay, we got it that time, James. Net control like to recognize KB1BNT. That's James over in Greer. I ought to be able to hear you on reverse. I probably would have heard you if I could have flipped it over to reverse. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight, James. You take care. Any other stations? One last call, Alpha through Delta. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to that patient group, the Echo through Hotel group. Station with the first letter of suffix your call. It begins with letters E through H. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Blue Core Golf Echo Echo. Clear import ZZZ band in Lake Tahoe, North Carolina.
Duck, this is WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. And Dave, just check me in, and I'll try to be around for Ray.
DJ Duck. Ken, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, negative 9. Negative tonight, Dave, thanks.
DJ W. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative over.
For DJW, Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
DJW.
Okay, that was a very good group. Net control like to recognize KM4GEE. That's Dan and Lake Toxaway. Good to have you with us tonight, Dan. Hope you're doing well. WB4FEE, that's another Dan over in Simpsonville. Got you down for comments. We'll be back in just a little bit, Dan. And KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Chandler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're hermetized well and getting ready to come out and poke your head out the door, maybe a little bit, look around. W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. And K4GAT, that's Michael in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. And KA4END, that's Buddy over in Taylor's. It's pretty scratchy, Buddy. I'm going to put you down for comments, but you're barely got your head above water and with that white noise. We'll see what happens in a little bit. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Yes, out there. Please check in, Bob, K4RHF, Kilo4, Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. I'll be negative negative tonight. And thanks for hosting the net, and say hi to everybody out there.
Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Flattown.
Okay, net control would like to recognize K4RHF, that's Bob, over on the thin line between Greenville and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. And KK4FTU, that's Richard in Slabtown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's gonna about do it for the formal portion. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the first one on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. John, it's a brand new, clean, shiny stump. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN. Evening, Dave.
Is it just my imagination, or is everything sounding scratchy tonight?
They all sound pretty good to me. There's a handful of them. Out of the 42 that have checked in so far, there's just a handful that were scratchy. Most of them were rock solid into where I'm located.
I don't know if the earth moved, if my location changed, or what, but everything's sounding scratchy over my location. I hopped over to the Anderson net earlier and was trying to listen to it, but I couldn't hear hardly anything on that, and the stations that I normally hear fairly clearly this evening on this net are sounding a little scratchy, so I don't know if it's atmosphere, or the gods are angry, or what's going on.
Well, it could be temperature inversion. It could be atmospheric ducting. It could be the band going short, the band going long. It could be 1,001 different things. But they're sounding pretty good to me from where I am. It could be the leaves coming out on the trees, too. They're pretty much all the way out there now.
Yeah. Am I sounding good from here?
It sounds like you're sitting right here in the room with me.
Seems to be a lot of background scratch in almost everybody's transmission, even yours. But be that as it may, what's going on in your world?
Well, I don't know if you follow the group, the team. What's our team name? Team Sci-Fi. On that, they've got that other link. I've sent it out to the group, the email distribution, a couple of times. The link to the forum, but that pretty much has pictures of what it is I've been doing. I built a couple of pie clusters, and they're up and running, and now I'm babysitting them. I just recently migrated them off of SD cards to an mSATA card, which is a whole lot faster, and they all boot through the network. They don't have all the nodes in the cluster except for the first one. The first one has a hard drive. It's not really a hard drive. It's a solid-state hard drive. And all the rest of them go to it to get their kernel through the network and boot up. They don't have any disk or anything. They're diskless computers. So that's been chewing up my time when I'm not working.
Yeah, I've only got two running right now. I was going to tear that one apart and see if there was a power supply problem, the one that won't boot up at all, or if there was something else going on with it. But I've been helping my granddaughter with her schoolwork, and that's taken up a good portion of my time. So I haven't had time to actually tear that one apart and see what's going on in there. But that's okay. Between that and shovel and mulch, I've been kind of busy.
Yeah, that mulch will keep you busy. And, yeah, the granddaughter's more important than the playthings, the toys. I'm just playing around with those. Getting back to something I did 20 years ago and doing it again and seeing how different it is. It isn't all that different, but it is fun. It's a hobby. Keeps you busy while we're in lockdown. You thinking about poking your head out the door and getting out of lockdown anytime soon? Or you're probably like me. You're used to it. It's not really that much different than it was before, right?
Based on my level of getting out and what I've been doing since I retired, 4 or 5 years ago, I've been in lockdown for at least that long, but we don't get out much. And since my wife's retired, it's, we're pretty much here. She goes to the store every once in a while. I go to the store every once in a while. We haven't been to a restaurant in a long time. Of course, we never, went that often as it was. Out every once in a while, but we're still trying to keep them in business with takeout and that sort of thing. But there hadn't been a whole lot of change in my lifestyle with this thing, other than my parents are both gone, and so I don't worry about my parents or my grandparents. Although Karen's mother is still living, I do worry about her a little bit. She's up in Indiana, but other than that, no, there hadn't been a whole lot of change.
Well, do you ever visit that website that I was asking you about, the forum, the one that I sent out on the group email? Have you been out to it yet?
Yeah, I've looked at it a couple times. I'm way down in the stats. Let's see, right now at about 41,000 work units, which I know isn't a whole lot compared to some of those guys. But if I get these other two dead computers up and running, then I could have four running most of the time, and maybe I could, you know, climb in the stats a little bit, but I look at it this way, every little bit helps, and if we're running a race, well, I'm walking, so that's okay, as long as we get her done.
Well, did you see Mike come in there? Mike's right behind you. I think he's running about the same quantity of machines that you're running.
Nice to know I'm not at the complete tail end of the pack, but I don't plan on taking the lead anytime real soon.
Yeah, me either. That guy that's in the lead is he's approaching 2 million. It'll be a long time before I get anywhere close to where he is. But anyway, it's fun. It's fun to play with. It's like not being able to go out and fly airplanes so you can tinker with computers in your free time. And I enjoy that. I've enjoyed building, like with radios, I built a whole bunch of SDR radios and spent more time doing that than I spent on the air.
Yeah, I've never done RC airplanes or helicopters or any of that stuff. I've watched guys do it, and it looked like fun, but I had other things to do, so I never really got into that too much, but I am starting to miss my motorcycle just a little bit now that my ribs are healed, but I'm a little leery of that, too.
Yeah, I don't know if they're even open to go out there and look at them. I know the car dealership, the Toyota, before all this hit, the Toyota dealership called me, you know, like last week, I believe it was, maybe a week before last. I can't remember now. The time goes by so quick. They sent me an email when it first started saying that we're shut down, we're a family business, we've got to take care of the health of our employees is number one. And then I believe it was last weekend they called me and said, we're opening back up, your car's due for service, you want to bring it in? I brought it in, gave them the keys, and I stayed out in the sunshine while they worked on it, and then came back when it was ready. And it was that car's first visit to the service garage. Got it back in November, and it was it hit its 5,000 mile mark before all this stuff happened. So that's one trip I made out for the car that wasn't for something essential like groceries or something like that. Otherwise, sticking tight. My car's due too. It's due for its second time in the shop, but we haven't even burned a whole tank of gas apiece since this started about 2.5 months ago.
Yeah, I'm getting about 2 weeks to the gallon on mine. But, my car will probably fall apart before it needs another oil change at the rate it's going.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me check to see if anybody else is wanting to check in, see if we've got any early risers for second shift. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I did hear one station that was just breaking the white noise. You're just breaking the repeater's squelch, but not any audio or anything. Want to move around and try that again? We'd really like to get you checked in. Okay, maybe that wasn't somebody checking in. Maybe that was somebody from a different repeater from a long way away. Anyway, John, what else you got for us this evening?
You happen to get the Spartanburg paper?
No, I don't get any paper. Well, the only paper I get is one that somebody throws in my driveway every Friday morning, and I pick it up from the driveway, and I drop it in the trash can on the way back into the house. I have to do that every Friday. I've been doing that for 20 years.
Well, I read an interesting opinion piece in the Spartanburg paper this morning. Yeah, I was talking about weavers and reapers, or rippers, excuse me. And he got it from an article that had appeared in an opinion piece that appeared in the New York Times. And this guy's talking about the weavers of society and the rippers of society. The weavers are the ones that try to stitch the fabric of society together, and the rippers are obviously the ones that are trying to rip it apart. I got thinking about that, and I thought, well, this ham community is definitely on the weaver side, I believe, trying to stitch the fabric of society together and bring us together, as opposed to the rippers that are trying to tear us apart, both on the left and the right. So I just thought it was an interesting article. I wondered if you'd seen it.
No, but I don't get a whole lot of time for reading stuff like that. Even if I were to subscribe, like I have a subscription to QRZ, the magazine that we get with our ARRL membership. Don't hardly ever read it, and they just stack up around here. I got one to Model Aviation as well. I had one to RC Modeler, but that one ran out, and I decided not to renew that. So, because I'm not spending a whole lot of time doing that. Instead of being an observer, I'd rather be a creator, right? Go out there and figure out how it works and make new stuff, right? Be one that's the one that eventually is writing those things rather than the ones that's just reading them. But as our ham radio society, I think for the most part you're absolutely right. We do try to stitch it together. Now you go down on 80 meters late at night, you might get a different opinion of that. But for the most part, yeah, and the borders are broad, right? They go around the circumference of the globe, right? You can talk to anybody in the world. You make friends with people in Russia, and China, and Africa, and Venezuela, down in Argentina, over to Australia, New Zealand. Did I say that? Yeah, it's a worldwide social weaver rather than a ripper, for the most part.
Well, if you get a chance sometime, Google A Nation of Weavers by David Brooks. It's an interesting article. You may not agree with all of it, but it's a good article. It's an opinion piece, but I enjoyed reading it, and it made me think, so I thought I'd throw that out there. I'll back on out and see if any of the second shift has shown up and say 73s to you, and y'all have a good evening. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Okay, John. Well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net to stretch it out a little bit to give second shift the time to come in here and get warmed up. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm at home tonight in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
KW, please check in Kilo4XRay Bravo. K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, Home and More, no traffic, no comments.
Good job, John. You held it up long enough for second shift to start trickling in. Net Control, like recognize, N4ZLK, that's Shane, who is at home this evening in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Glad you're able to be at home this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Net wouldn't be the same without you. Appreciate you being here. And WUU2T, that is Rusty, otherwise known as John. Good to have you with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're being safe. You're not getting out there in that COVID stuff too much. Appreciate you being around this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, Shane.
I was in Simpsonville for a long time, but we've talked about this before. I'm in Cleveland now. Cleveland up here in northeast Pickens County.
Okay, so I just updated that again. I got a new computer, and I think I grabbed my old database, not my latest database. For some reason, it wasn't where I thought it was, so that correction that I made didn't come over. I'll go back and see if I can find that one, though, Shane. But do appreciate you correcting me yet again. Very much appreciated.
We're happy to do it. Hope you have a good evening. Enjoy the net. N4ZLK.
Okay, Jane. You be safe out there. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is KD2BNG. Glenn, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
You mentioned about the, well, you didn't mention, but the weavers and the reapers. And I do think of maybe this radio community as being
among the former. Now, go to Facebook or, you know, Yahoo or any other discussion forum or forums. You'll see plenty of evidence of the latter. Or sometimes I'll go to Quora, which is another place where people post questions on a very, very wide variety of topics, and other people answer them. But almost any discussion group nowadays is degenerated into, I would say, definitely the Reapers rather than the Weavers. But I happen to notice that on almost every forum now, on the break. Anyway, aside from that, I'm just trying to put together, I got some more disused computers I'm trying to press into service. These laptops don't seem to like Linux a whole lot, for various reasons. I may have to put Windows 7 or something on them. I don't know if I should bother with Windows 10 for anything, why? But I did do some hardware upgrades, that old 13-year-old Dell Optiflex system. I took out Core 2 Duo and I dropped in Core 2 Quad Processor. That thing is screaming now, unfortunately, literally, as well as, I forgot what happens when the fan in that thing now has gotten so loud that I've had to exile it to the other bedroom. It's no longer on my primary desk. The processor is staying cool, the power supply will handle it. It's just the fan is now sounding like a leaf blower. But we'll see if that helps me maintain my current position on the list.
Well, Glenn, I was going to say, I hope you're keeping an eye on those processor temperatures, but it sounds like you are. That's what's important. I've got one that's loud like that, too, the car computer. One that I got for doing multiple slices off a QS1R receiver radio. It's an SDR radio that receives 7 different amateur radio bands at the same time. And it gets a large chunk of them, over half of the band on most of the bands, all of the band on little small bands like 10 meters. You can listen to the whole thing on one slice and decode it. And I got that car computer specifically for that. But it ran for so many years that the fan wore out. It was getting hot. So the only fan I could find was about a quarter of an inch to maybe close to a half an inch taller, which put it right up to the top of the case, and there's no holes for the fan to blow out, so it just blows all that hot air right out there on the case. You put your hand on the case, it feels like you could fry eggs on it, but you go look at the temperature of the CPU, and they're really low, so it's sucking the heat out, and it's pushing it up against that metal case, and that case is conducting the heat away, so it's doing what it's supposed to do. But you've got to keep an eye on that, because when you try to eke out a few more work units, you could fry one. I think I've got my old XPS Dell laptop pushing too hard. I had it running it's only got 2 processors. I had it running so hard it would just lock up every once in a while. So I had to cut it back to only using 1 processor all the time and the other processor to do housework. And it worked. It's still crunching away. So that's better than toasting it. But I did see that you're right up there under Bob, the founder of the group. So I was wondering how you made such a big jump so fast, and now I know. You doubled the size of that CPU.
That old Dell Optiflex 755, that's like the 12-year-old machine. And it's a small form factor, too. Not the mini tower one. I was worried about possibly not having enough power, because Core Quad draws 95 watts, Core Duo draws 65 watts, and I was also possibly worried about overheating. But nope, the largest temperature I see here is maybe about 50 degrees. Okay, 54 degrees. And that's with all the processors running flat out right now, all 4 of them. If I cut back the workload, the processor temp had dropped to like 30 or 25 degrees. So that that apparently not an issue, but the fan has gotten real loud, so I had to exile it to the other room. And that Hackintosh system, which I had a hard drive resurrection. A drive crashed and then seems to have resurrected itself again. But yeah, I mean, there's no other machines. I got one more old laptop I can maybe put on the network. I'll work on that now. I'll throw Windows 7 Professional. I'll put a hard drive in it.
Well, that reminded me of what I was going to tell you about the W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, about the car computer. When I put that bigger fan in it, it did make a lot more noise. So it got exiled to a closet. And my wife was walking by. The closet is next to a stairs that goes between the upstairs and the downstairs. And with the closet doors closed, you can't hear it. But if you walk down those stairs, you hear a humming when you walk by. And she says, "What's that humming?" And I said, "That's the sound of crunching against COVID-19. But you can definitely hear it when you hear that resonant sound when you walk by it, going downstairs or coming upstairs. It's definitely a hum that is there all the time. But 50 degrees, you should be good. I got some of mine running between 70 and 80 degrees. And so far, so good, knock on wood. But they've been sitting, collecting dust for many, many years. It's good to put them back to work and make them productive again. I didn't think that they would ever see another electron flow. But now they're chunking. They're probably doing more work now than they've ever done in their life. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me check real quick to see if we've got any other stations, and I'll get right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, not sure if that was somebody trying to check in or not, but we did hear a little bit of static, but that was about it. No audio. Back to you, Glenn. KD2BNG from W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I can't tell. The audio is really, really low. It could be somebody on another repeater. You know, somebody that's running high power and trying to hit another repeater, or it could be somebody trying to check in. I can't tell.
Yeah, I may have just had a system crash here. It's hard to tell. The one in the back room, I'll have to go check it. It either locked up or it crashed. That's the one where the CPU temperature was getting in possibly the 80s or 90s. Although I don't think that, I'll look into it later.
So are you enjoying it, Glenn? You sound like you're enjoying it about as much as I am. And that's quite a bit. I enjoy it a lot. Doing something I got a lot of fun from doing back in Y2K days.
Upgrading these systems I otherwise had no use for and put them back doing something productive. Oh, also the leaf blower machine, I also put a much better video card in there. Although it's hard to see if I'm going to get very much use out of it. If it's going to be sitting in the back room, just, churning away. But, some other machine must have crashed. I can't tell. I'll have to go back there and look.
Okay, well, you got anything else for us this evening before I go ahead and move on to our next rag tour?
That's probably all I have for right now. I probably did have another comment, but I can't remember what it is right now. I lost my train of thought. You know, you get older, that happens. But, all right, yeah, I'll let you go. Check in your other stations, and let's see who else is out there. And I'll talk to you later, KD2BNG.
All right, Glenn, we'll enjoy that build into those machines to crunch against COVID-19 for worthy calls. Appreciate it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Tango Whiskey.
Okay, James, if that was you that was trying earlier, you got in a lot better that time. Net Control, like to recognize KD4OTW. That's James and Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, James. If that was you, appreciate your persistence. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
Take 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, David, Mobile, and Easley. Again, Kilo, Mike, 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, David, and Easley.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize KM4GZG. That's David, Mobile, and Easley. Be careful out there on the mobile, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And the next one up on the stump this evening is WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. Dan called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Hey, W. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in Simpsonville. And good evening, Dave. Everybody on the net, sound like you got a good one going tonight. And I was just sitting there wondering, too, did you ever get in touch with our new friend, Peter, N1PJN over in Star, that I gave you his number. I know he'd want some technical help on some stuff over there. Did you ever get in touch with him?
No, Dan, I plugged his number in my phone and his name. I looked him up on QRZ to get his full name, plugged his name, his call sign, and his number in my phone, but got busy the next day, and the next day passed, and I didn't think about it again until now.
Yeah, well, he was listening in. I told him he was listening in, and he heard us on the radio that night. He couldn't get back into the repeater, but he was listening in. He said he heard us on here, and so he knew you was going to try to call him or was supposed to call him, and I told him it might be the next day because it was late that evening, you know. But anyway, if you get a chance, give him a call. And he said that he had another ham right there in his neighborhood, somewhere in his area right there that had a bunch of a tower and several big antennas and all up down there, and he didn't know who he was. And I think you have Al that checks in from Star over there somewhere, and I just wondered maybe if he was Peter's neighbor there or in that area there somewhere.
I'm looking through my phone to find where I entered his name. I haven't found it yet. I'm still looking.
And, I don't know what exactly the address or nothing is over there where they are, but the way he talked, he was pretty close to this guy because he said that the house sits back kind of a long driveway, and he said him not being from this area, he was kind of he was kind of uncertain whether or not he ought to drive in that driveway and go up there and knock on the door and introduce himself and try to find out who lived there or what, see if I was another ham operator. But anyway, I told him, I said, well, most people down here, especially ham operator down here, pretty friendly folks. I said, I don't think you'd have a problem with it, Darrell.
Okay, I found him. It's N1PJN, Peter. I think is that the same one? Is that his call sign? Does that ring a bell?
That's it. Affirmative? Yeah.
So he hasn't updated his address in QRZ yet. I was going to look up to see exactly where he was, if he's down there near Star, but he's still in Torrington up in Massachusetts on QRZ, so that doesn't do us a lot of good.
Roger that. Yeah, that's where he said he was from, but he's living over there in Star now. So maybe he'll get that upgraded here before long. But I told him he ever got his station up and going down there, to, you know, to be sure to check in with us here on the net. And he said he would. So I don't know what he needs on it or what he likes on it, but he was asking for some technical help on some stuff, and wasn't nothing I could help him with, but that's the reason I told him about you. And so he said he would love to talk to you. Maybe you could help him out with some things. Or, over.
Yeah, I'll leave his phone up at the top of my list on my I'll leave his name opened on my phone so that reminds me. Sometime if I get a free minute before work tomorrow, I can give him a call. But that's Al and Star that you're talking about, and that's down below Anderson. So I don't know if that's in the same area anyway. I looked up where Al is, and he looks like he's good on QRZ. but we'll see if he's, when I get in touch with him, we'll find out if he's somewhere near Al and take him from there. See if we can help him.
Roger that, Dave. Yeah, I know he would appreciate it. He seemed like a pretty nice guy. I sat out there and talked to him, I guess, about 20 or 30 minutes that day when he come over here and met me here in Malden, and seemed like a real nice guy. And but anyway, it was good to hear my friend Buddy check in with you tonight. He might be next on the stump. I don't know, but anyway, I'd like to say hello to him and hope he's still doing all right. And maybe our gym is going to get opened up here pretty soon, and we'll be able to get back over here and do some more workouts at the gym over there. I know I'm chomping at the bits to get back over there, so I hope it's not going to be too long, though.
I know it's when you don't go because you got other things to do, that's one thing. But when you don't go because you can't go, that's something entirely different. Right? That makes you a little bit more antsy. And that's the same way we're getting around here, getting a little antsy to get out and get about, even though you don't really have to. But then you think about the consequences. Some of the people, I mean, it's getting bad enough now that people that are close to people that I'm close to are passing away. So that kind of puts the fear back in you. When you know somebody that sat outside the office of your spouse every day for the last 4 or 5 years is gone now because of that, that kind of makes you think about it, you know?
Roger that, Dave. W4DJW, this is WB4FEE, and yeah, it's good to talk to you, Dave, and enjoy it. I'll go ahead and get out of here and let you move on down the line, and but you take it easy, and we'll talk to you again real soon. So W4DJW, this is WB4FEE, clear with you.
Okay, Dan, well, we appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of that. Always good to talk to you. And we'll see if we can get Buddy up in here next. He was kind of low down there in the white noise. We'll see if we can pull him out right after we check again for any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW. Hey, James, we've got you checked in. KD4OTW, James and Anderson. I couldn't hear what you were saying, though, because you're really, really far down there in the white noise. So you might want to try to move around a little bit. If you've got something you want to put out there, I was not able to determine what it was you were saying, but I could understand that that was you. Might try it one more time. I'm not picking it up. Is anybody able to pull that out? James, it's a little bit too far down in the night white noise. Maybe if we go a little bit longer in the net, you'll be able to get that back out. Let's see if Buddy is around. KA4END, Buddy. If you're still hanging around, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, looks like Buddy bugged out. Maybe we'll catch him next time. Maybe his batteries were weak. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for Rag Chew, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Sounds like we've got them all. Be sure and stop by again tomorrow night with Gary at KI4DOS, who will be calling the net. Always has a really good swap net, and people really enjoy that. I know he'll appreciate it, and I know you'll enjoy it as well. And I'll go ahead now and pass my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.